I actually thought that he should never have been the president. It never made any sense to me. Because he was running to be the president initially, he said something that was so astonishing, I could not believe it. He said, over 100 times he said this. He said, one of the great accomplishments while I was the governor of Arkansas was to take my state in education from 50th to 49th. And I thought, you know, Bill, you should probably keep that a secret. You have any idea how shitty a school system's got to be 50th? 3 years ago, Alabama was 47th. And the people of Alabama were so upset, they sued the state. That means the people of Alabama sued themselves. They said, I'm taking your ass to court. I'm going to get me a lawyer, and I'm going to squeeze your nuts, Bubba. You'll never have another proper dental plan again. 70% of the schools in Alabama did not have microscopes. 70%. So you know what they do? They show the kids a picture of a microscope. If your school doesn't have the common sense to have a fucking bake sale and buy a couple of them, then don't have a school. Just wake the kids up and show them a picture of a school. And then you can take the kids to Denny's and they can memorize what's on the Grand Fuck Slam. Unbelievable. If you're 50th in education and 70% of the schools in Alabama don't have microscopes and they're 47th, what is your curriculum? That means they got to be taking the kids, they got to be taking them to school, they feed them Cocoa Puffs for 2 hours, then they open the door to the school and they let the kids run and run. And whoever hits the most trees gets an A. Oh, look, Johnny poked his eye out on a roll. You're going to have to bring it in. We need proof. Why would you say that? Why would you say, my school system is truly off the shitty, shitty, shitty. But now we are proud to tell you it's stinky, farty, smelly. We can almost get near them. How do you take a school system from 50th to 49th? What's the miracle? Pencils? No, Johnny, you won't have to write in the dirt with that stick anymore. If you come back to school, we found paper. I actually have a theory. A lot of people don't like it. I think they shot some dumb kids. They didn't kill him, they just nicked him in the arm. So they go home and say, no, Pa, I don't think they like us here in Arkansas. Can we move to Alabama?
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to DealFlix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's DealFlix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I'm going to try, because I've been seeing if, like, the squirrel was, like, going to go, like, you know, like, roam free. It doesn't leave my backyard.
So maybe I missed this part, but did you put it in your car and drive home with it in there?
I put it in a box.
Okay. Oh. So you just have a squirrel running around your car while you're driving home.
I thought about that, and I was worried that it was going to, like, do something.
Your hair.
Baby, it's very impressive that you ran across a highway to save a turtle, too.
Nobody asked if I named
him. Are you all harumphing just because you're trying to one-up his story? How about you let him finish his first, jerk?
Nobody asked me if I named my turtle because I did.
What's your turtle name?
His name is Flash because it's ironic.
Did you release him into the ocean to swim free?
No, he wasn't a water turtle. He was a ground turtle.
Make him drown?
No,
what was that story we read?
Yes.
Yeah, fucking Florida Achilles.
People just drown turtles. Aww.
You're free.
Hey, why is this letter upside down?
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Made Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
A ton of lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everyone. It is Tuesday. What is it? March? February?
It's April. It's April 12th.
I'm so tired. April 12th, 2016. Here on morelikeradio.com. You're listening to the Dutch and Royce program. I am Joel Dutch Van Meegeren here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
And super producer Chim Heil.
Hello.
Four-man show tonight. And if you want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780 or go to morelikeradio.com/live. You can tune into the show there. Or if you have Skype and want to call in, it's at Hippo Juice Film. Or is it at? Do they even do at?
It's just Hippo Juice Film.
It's just Hippo Juice Film?
And this just in, I started typing in Morse code for people listening through that form of means of radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're
That's not annoying, right?
Not at all.
Well, we're owning the Telegram feeds. We have 100% of listeners there.
We are big in the Navy.
I don't know where to go from here.
Sorry.
I got to be honest, you guys. I am fucking exhausted.
Yeah. Why are you tired?
Just work has been, I mean, it's only been one day or 2 days back.
It's
really, really busy for us.
It's Tuesday.
So we're in the busy season for my company. And if Mitch would get on his shit, I wouldn't feel so stressed.
Not.
But anyways, so what did you guys do this weekend?
You want to ask Mitch first?
Mitchell, what did you do this weekend?
Okay, well, it was my birthday week. Last Thursday was my
That's
birthday.
Right, the entire week.
Yeah, the whole week. Actually, it's my birthday month. So every day we're celebrating Mitch this month. Mm-hmm. But
brought to you by Royce Lopez.
Yeah, because of Royce Lopez.
Now, what did Sherry plan for you?
To leave.
My birthday?
Mm-hmm.
We went out to a restaurant somewhere near here. And it was a pretty fancy restaurant, whatever. And...
Like who that type of fancy or no?
Not that kind of fancy. More of like you can
tell me who that do that.
More of you can dress up if you want, but you don't have to. But we got there and it was kind of busy. And we could like our waitress. Our first impression of her was she doesn't like us.
Why?
I don't know. She just looked busy and she was long day and she didn't care. She didn't want to be there anymore.
She knew you guys were white trash, that kind of thing.
Was Sherry drunk?
No, not yet. No. Yeah. So, you know, she gets a wine, I get a beer, whatever. We're looking over the menu and I see this thing. It says crab stuffed sole, S-O-L-E. And I'm like,
did you make a shoe joke?
I did. I looked at this and I'm like, what the fuck is a sole? I didn't know. So I'm like, I'm going to make a joke. When she comes over, I'm going to say, is this crab served in a shoe?
Mm-hmm.
And so when she came over, I'm like, yeah, I'll have this crab stuffed sole, but is that served in a shoe? And she's like, no, it's not. And then she got it. It took her just a little bit. And it's, oh, no.
Hey, he's a funny guy.
Yeah, and then she.
Well, I wouldn't call him funny, but
yeah. I was hilarious. She walked away smiling, and then for the rest of the night, she just came over with a big smile on her face. Was really nice and helpful to us and everything. So,
broke the ice.
You made her day.
I think I made her day.
Or she just spit in your food and was laughing at herself the whole time.
Could be.
I don't think she made the right decisions in her life because she's like 50 and she's a waitress.
And also, that's why she's laughing so hard.
That joke was terrible. We agree that it was a terrible joke, right? Can we fucking, before we continue?
It was really funny.
No, it's a bad joke.
Well, if it's a nice restaurant, then some people can make a living as waiters in really nice restaurants.
No, I'm not saying they can or can't make a living. My point is that he was a 50-year-old woman, so he knew the audience. And fuck it, if you know anything about comedy, moms are the easiest to make laugh. Like, mm-hmm. Anybody can make a mom laugh with a stupid throwaway joke.
Roy slays with the
Dude,
moms.
Dude, I kill with moms love me. Yeah. Mm. But because I'll turn my Jerry Seinfeld humor on, you know, no cursing, but I could, you know, it'd still be funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes. The last time I did that, because I know exactly what you're talking about. Like just when you find out you have a really easy audience.
Right. And then
you can just turn that on.
You phone it in, though. Like you phone it in and everyone's cracking up.
You recycle all your old material. Right. Nothing new. Doesn't matter.
Right. You're hacking off other comedians that you know. Like, you know, the majority of them probably don't know Brian Regan. So you're doing the whole, you know,
Moosin type of shit. You're just stealing left and right.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a great time. You become the life of the party.
And then but if there's anybody who's like younger in the room, you're kind of like, yeah, I totally stole that from somebody else. Like, you feel guilty.
They're obviously in on the bit.
Right.
Or did they just hate you because they didn't do it first?
Now, is that the only thing you guys did? Went to a fancy restaurant. You made a girl laugh with a shoe joke.
Yep. That was the shining light of
my
birthday.
Highlight.
Because then we came home and we were both really full and we fell asleep on the couch.
Nice.
Yep. So the biggest highlight was making a 50-year-old waitress laugh.
Yes, with a shoe joke.
Sounds like a great birthday, Mitch. I'm not going to lie.
I had a really good time. Shut up.
Yeah, we talked about his big birthday party last week.
I had a big birthday. Yeah, I had a big birthday party with lots of people over. So,
hey, is it served at a shoe?
Huh? It's really bad.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Now, here's the litmus test. Did Sherry laugh at it?
She cracked us. She really laughed hard at it. That's why I did it.
Because it was so lame?
Yeah. Because Sherry laughed at it, and then I'm like, okay, this is good. I'm going to use it on the waitress.
Yeah, it's
true. And it worked.
It's true. Like, it's very rare that I still make Marie laugh because she knows me. So when I make her laugh, I'm like, all right, that was a good joke. Because, you know,
it makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not give him the pity laughs.
She doesn't. No. Not even once. Not even once.
No.
Neither does Kelsey.
I refuse.
I get none from her.
I will tell him he's better than that when he makes a lame one.
And I've literally said sorry. I said a bad joke. And in front of people, this is a private, she goes, you're better than that. I go, you're right, I am. I'm so sorry. this thing they have it this weekend, I was like, you're right. You're right.
You can try harder, baby.
God damn it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, the thing that I like is we have a Facebook chat between me and Royce and Marie and Sherry. And
technically, Kelsey's in it.
Well, Kelsey's in it too, but she doesn't really respond much because we talk too much. Right. But
is this the one that's like labeled weird?
Fargo.
Fargo?
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
It's the Fargo chat. But we just test out jokes on each other and memes on each other.
Right,
all
before
day.
We post them. Because we want to see if they're good.
Yeah. Please know, everyone that follows either Royce or Mitch on Facebook, we tested it on each other first.
Yeah. So you could blame them if one of my things isn't funny.
That's kind of a fourth wall breaker.
Yeah. A little fun fact for you. A little factoid. Yeah. We always run our material by each other.
Everything is hilarious, so everything passes the test.
That's so fucking true.
It's always good.
We've never been like, don't post that. That's good. Never happened.
Nothing ever flops.
No. We're like, absolutely, you're posting that. Yes.
That was you were talking about, like, you know, it's hard to get your chick to laugh at you after a while.
Yeah.
The only time it ever happens with me and Kelsey at this point is like when I catch her off guard. Like the other day, like we were driving back from kickball. Like after the bar or whatever.
Said the adults.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm not saying it was an adult thing to do. I'm just saying. Okay. But anyways, we were driving back from kickball.
What's the name of your team?
And headshots should count.
Oh, come on.
I didn't come up with a team name.
That's the name of the team?
It's a bunch of friends. It's a beer league. Shut up. We bring a cooler to the game. It's not a real thing.
I would hope, because if you're doing that sober, there's not
an excuse. No, we're not doing that. None of us are doing this legit. It's just a fun, dumb thing that we do every Thursday night, but... So her and I were like, we were fighting. We were just bickering, just like snipping at each other, just kind of irritated.
As couples do.
But we were driving home, and then that whole Brandy, You're a Fine Girl song came on.
What a good wife you would be.
Hold on, I got it. So that song came on, and it was just on, and both of us just sitting there like pissed, just staring forward.
And
I didn't know.
Sailors say Brandy.
I only know. Western Bay. Okay, so this is on.
Turn it down a little bit. Yeah.
I only know the chorus. And so, like, out of nowhere, when the chorus came on, I just started singing at the top of my lungs. And she couldn't stop laughing because it was the stupidest, dumbest thing to, like, get over a bickering match.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just it. I have to take her off guard to actually make her laugh these days because she's so used to my dumb humor that none of it makes her. It.
Brandon.
You're a fine girl.
Fine girl.
Good life you would be.
And for whatever reason, that just like made her laugh, and that made me feel good. I was like, okay, good. Our relationship's not completely in the toilet yet. So,
what's your second favorite Looking Glass song?
I was just about to ask that. I was about to say, what do you know about Looking Glass? But
nothing.
Nothing.
Not even any other of their songs. And that was a hit. That song was a huge hit.
Huge. But. So that's good to hear, Mitch, that you still are really able to make her giggle at your lame jokes. Because I passed that boat a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, you do run through enough material, and especially like you're like, and then when you have a good joke, you're like, I'm not gonna waste it on Marie. You know? I'm gonna waste it on her.
So, what did you guys do this weekend?
Well, we delivered some more like radio t-shirts to our friends, and they were feeling fun and I guess spunky and wanted to do some photography and some Dutch and Royce bits. So I posted in the chat what we were dealing with. So Royce's best friend Joe down here had done some home repair projects and had kept a pile of sawdust that he tries to sell us.
Yeah, he always tries to sell me garbage, and then you know it's
you want to buy sawdust.
I know exactly, and that's the point.
He'll leave it out and say, "Hey, you want $30 for this pile of sawdust?" And then try to sell it to us.
And yeah, the problem was that the joke is funny until for 3 weeks he's been trying to sell me the same sawdust, and I'm like, "I don't fucking want the sawdust."
And I'll always come in and be like, "I'll take it for $20. Yeah, and I'll try to haggle him down to it. But he kept saying he wanted to pretend like he was snorting lines of the sawdust with his PVC pipes that he had left over. So we took a couple photos of a before and after of him snorting the sawdust line.
Yes, Miami Milf.
In his More Like Radio shirt.
Yes, Miami Milf. Joe's the guy I kissed. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Second guy. Dutch is the other one.
So,
he's
yes.
The first, secondly.
Right, technically.
We were feeling rather creative, so that was that. And then I know Royce was trying out some extra Pastor Royce.
No, excuse me. Pastor Royce showed up. I have nothing to do with this gentleman. I do not even in any way want to be associated. He just happened to be there, and he recorded.
Oh, can we hear a little bit?
Yeah, it's only 3 minutes. I mean, we can play a little
three minutes?
Yeah. It's only 3 minutes. Is that good?
Well, yeah. 3 minutes. So long.
There's a lot of Oregon, I think. Everyone was really trying.
Good morning.
Everyone was fucked up.
Pastor Royce here on a very early Sunday morning. Now, I want to talk to some people who send me questions all the time. Now, they tell me, Pastor Royce, how can Jesus be white if he was in the Middle East? Well, I'll explain. Jesus is white as portrayed in the movies. Now, here's how we know Jesus was white. Hung out with a bunch of other white dudes. Wore sandals all the time. So obviously Jesus was a white man. It's very, very, very... Not that it matters, but...
Two reasons?
I don't know. I mean, he's crazy. That guy, Pastor Royce, is crazy. He had a good point with the sandals, though.
Totally matters. So make sure when you're praying this weekend, you're praying to a Jesus that needs sunblock.
I think the organ's my favorite part. If I'm being honest about this whole thing, is the organ gets me the happiness. Of him.
It just that old woman takes way too long, though.
I'm feeling Brother Joe tonight on the organ, and I'll explain why. I saved his soul. Not many people. I'm going to tell you a little story about Brother Joe here on the Ore. I saved his soul. All right? He was blowing hobos for little pieces of crack cocaine. This is 100% true. Now, here's how I found him. I was on one of my undercover missions. I was pretending to be a hobo. But right after he blew me, I was like, this is wrong. We smoked some crack. Then I took him to church, and he saved. And listen to his beautiful music. Play us a tune.
I always assumed it was an old lady. I didn't realize it was Brother Joe, former hobo and crack addict.
Little pieces of crack.
Little pieces.
All right, you can stop now. See, he gets carried away because even though the crack's out of his system, it's still inside of him because he was part of the devil breed for such a long, long time.
Thank you.
And here's the issue. It's not even like he was an atheist. He was a Mormon. And the problem with that is, I'll break it down. More men. They want more men in their lives. That's homosexual. God does not like that. Now, I'll leave you with this final thought this Sunday, beautiful Sunday morning. If you are going to give a hand job in a theater, make sure you don't bring your kids and it's not a Toy Story movie. Amen. Pastor Royce out. Play me out, Joy. Play me out, Brother Joe.
Joy. Yeah, so, that happened.
I love how you break things down, but
who?
Give
Pastor Royce. I have no idea
okay.
who this is.
I love how Pastor Royce breaks things down, but he only ever gives two examples.
By the way, if you want to send Pastor Royce a question, Pastor Royce is love at gmail.com. Please feel free to send him questions.
Or hashtag Pastor Royce.
Or hashtag Pastor Royce. There's this other, apparently this other Pastor Royce character who's a real pastor.
Oh, really?
I guess.
I think that's, you know, we should get two heads of the church together on your thoughts. I mean, yeah. I know our listeners are really curious about certain things. So
I think that makes it kind of better because now this Pastor Royce is going to get mixed up with actual sermons and really confuse the shit out of some people.
Well, Pastor Royce is a limited liability corporation. I just incorporated, actually.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Technically, we sell women's undergarments, but we're really a church. It's just for tax purposes.
Wait, what part is the tax purposes? The women's undergarments or the church?
The part where I didn't ask you any goddamn questions, Sister Marie.
Sorry.
That's what it is now. All the socialists are here in this country trying to make women vote.
Hey, I like my right to vote.
I'm really wrong to vote.
Mom in the chat says she's going to laugh at Undercover Hobo for a long time.
Well, what's wrong? Undercover Hobo sounds like a good TV show. If I'm being honest, it is.
Yeah, I'm sure John, if he were here, would make a really fine song about it.
Rest in peace.
I don't think he's dead.
Feel bad.
he's not dead, guys. It's perfectly fine. Totally fine.
Teen football player dies after Western Colorado, quote, car surfing accident.
Wait,
charges
what is
pending.
What is car surfing?
Is
that like ghost riding your whip? 18-year-old
high school senior has died after being seriously injured in a, quote, car surfing incident earlier this month in a small town in Western Colorado known of Rifle. That's up in the mountains.
Is that something that those potheads are doing now? Car
well,
surfing?
Royce, Mitch, the only reason I bring this up, like, do you guys ever do like that, like when you were in high school and you had nothing better to do than to like just try and injure yourself?
No, I didn't.
Because apparently, what happened with this kid is that they were just driving around a Walmart parking lot and he was standing on top of the car. And like,
was it one of those things where you're driving the car, you get out and you get on top of your car, or
someone else is driving? They were driving, and okay. That kid, the other kid, was on top. His authority says Kyle R. Scolia was riding on the hood of a moving vehicle driven by a 17-year-old boy when he fell. Accident happened April 1st near Walmart parking lot, yada, yada, yada. Investigators say the two teens knew each other well. Well, I would hope so.
How fast? Yeah. Is that a stranger?
Hey, dude, can you drive around this Walmart? I'm going to be on the hood of the car.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You got it.
Do me a solid.
Yeah, thanks.
We used to do urban surfing And I had a panel van.
Whoa, African-American surfing. Oh,
I had a panel van my freshman year in college.
Because you were a rapist.
Yeah. Well, basically, it was a van with no windows, and it was just like, you know what I mean? Like, just an empty, there was no seats or anything in the back. Like, and we put like a couch in the back. But before we did that, essentially, we would just pile everyone into that one whenever we would go do like school events. They'd be like, everybody get in Joel's car. And we there, you know, never fail. Every time we would drive, someone would basically stand in the center of the van and see how long they could stand it before they actually had to put their hands on the side because I was turning left or right or whatever. But needless to say,
well, at least if you're going to injure yourself car surfing in the parking lot of a Walmart, you are within fine reach of cheap medical supplies.
I was always too much of a pussy to do that kind of stuff. Like,
Really?
I don't like getting hurt. I'm a big baby when it comes to pain.
Yeah, but like when you're with your bunch of your buddies, and come on, don't be a pussy. You know, like that kind of.
Ask Marie. She was popping a zit on my back before the show, and it was.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. And I was acting like she was fucking. Cameras,
man. No, I get it.
I was acting like she was murdering me.
He kept walking away. Like,
I was like shaking my leg.
He's asking me, pop this zit. And I'd try and he'd start walking away because it hurt.
It hurt
a lot. I'm like, quit moving.
It hurt.
It's going to make it worse if you keep moving. He's a big old baby.
I am. So I never wanted any boo-boos. So I guess that's why I didn't do that.
You didn't do any dumb. Oh wow, that's like I kind of thought that you would be the type to do that kind of stuff.
But like physical. I mean, I encouraged other people to do it because that's awesome. But I just didn't want to get hurt.
Mitch,
no, I never really did the on purpose dumb shit like that.
Over a fire or standing there while your buddy tries to shoot.
Oh, I mean,
like an apple out of your hand with a crossbow, that kind of thing.
No, I mean everyone's jumped over a fire, but that's relatively safe. But I mean, I hung out with the skate kids, the punk kids, but like I wasn't good enough friends to go out and do their antics with them. So, no, I never really did any of this stuff.
I know Marie didn't. She was a big
Well, I would always try to
her keep, biggest concert was Nickelback.
I would always try to keep up with whatever my older brothers were doing, but it was never super dangerous. I've never broken a bone. Never had to go to the hospital.
Maybe she's unbreakable.
Maybe I am unbreakable.
Try stabbing her.
Okay, give me a knife.
Stabbing and unbreakable are different things.
No.
No, like, I mean, we saw the movie.
Right.
We saw the documentary Unbreakable.
Right.
I didn't see it. I am only thinking of Luke Cage, so.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
No, no, no.
I'm not immune.
He was black.
I'm not immune.
I don't think Luke Cage. Well, I'm not gonna get into that. I don't think Luke Cage is a mutant.
Now this so apparently let's see.
Oh, you saw Deadpool, right?
Yes.
What'd you think? Finally, what did you think?
Fucking hilarious! I need to watch it again because I'm sure I missed a ton of jokes from laughing. Ones that I caught. It was very, very funny, man. It's exactly what I thought the Deadpool movie should be. Ryan Reynolds
is Deadpool. He's
Deadpool.
Perfect.
It was perfect.
Yep.
I remember I had like reservations about it ahead of time, and God, was I wrong.
He's so sexy too. When he took his shirt off,
so goddamn hot.
When he took his shirt off, you're like, Jesus Christ!
It moved.
I know. Yeah, I filled up a little bit. There's nothing wrong with admitting that.
It moved.
And what's her face as his girlfriend?
She's hot too.
She was fucking hot.
She wasn't in the movie enough. If I had any reservations about the movie. I wanted to see a little more of her.
I thought she was kind of hotter when she was a whore in the beginning.
Right.
But that was just me.
Oh, I like her when she cleaned up.
I liked her when she was fucking him with a strap on.
That made me laugh so hard. And the funny part was I was watching with Kelsey, and she's like, hey, why are they doing? Because it initially, like, you see her behind him, and then it wasn't until, like, the actual back shot where you see her, like, tightening the straps.
Yep. It was so fucking good.
So funny.
And the way they broke the fourth wall was so good.
They didn't do it too much, which is what I was afraid of.
Right.
And they didn't. It was just enough.
Right.
It's perfect, dude. It was a great movie.
Oh, man.
Just the way they shot it, the timeline of it.
It's almost like they couldn't afford any more X-Men.
That made me laugh really hard too. Dude, it was great.
Yeah, Maul says I love the masculine chick. Oh, the which one? The one played by Gina Carano?
Oh, Gina Carano was hot.
Yeah, man,
oh,
she's
the
super
the
hot.
Real strong one.
The one that looks like Oprah Winfrey but angrier, or was it Rosie O'Donnell?
Rosie O'Donnell. She didn't look black.
Gina Carano doesn't look like Rosie O'Donnell.
Gina Carano's hot as fuck.
What are you talking about, Mitch?
No, it was the line from the
movie. You're gay. Oh, right. Okay.
She looks like Rosie O'Donnell, but angrier.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. They did make her look a little goofy in the first part. It was just a very, very funny movie. I loved it. You know, she kind of does look like Rosie. I didn't know that about Gina Carano until just now.
Yeah, she does.
Does she not fight at all anymore then?
I don't think so. I think she just does movies now.
Wow.
Good for her.
She was like one of the better fighters before Rousey came along. So.
She's so hot, though.
So hot. That Hansel.
So hot, right now.
You know, that Zoolander 2 came out, and I haven't seen it at all. Has anyone seen
it? I heard it was bad.
I heard it was really bad.
I
thought the first one was terrible.
And by the way, which leads me next to this thing, I want to inform you guys now that I'm a journalist. My local paper, the Lakeland Ledger, is having me write movie reviews.
He hasn't written one yet.
So, no, I'm not, but I will. I just received my pre-tickets, and I'll be reviewing The Jungle Book.
Oh.
Yes.
Wait.
So I have.
How did you get this job? Did you just submit?
I asked.
He said, I would like free tickets, and I will write you a review.
And, that's what I'm doing now.
Nice.
So I'll be doing that. I'll be rocking it. And then I sent him they asked me for headshots. I sent him a normal headshot. Then I sent him the one with a clown nose. I go, look, I prefer the silly one, if you don't mind. But we'll see which one they use.
Mm-hmm. I tried to get him to make a more than foot-long sandwich to submit a photo of him eating
a foot-long sandwich. But
like Homer.
By the way, I also want to let you guys know that I'll be following complete journalistic integrity, which I looked up today on Wikipedia. So,
oh God.
I'll have
so
you know
what
that
you
I,
mean is none.
Shut
so
up. I'm
here,
a reporter.
Mitch, here's the bet we have to have. Uh-oh. Is how many articles before he gets fired? What's the
I will not get
that?
Fired.
He's not going to get fired. He's just going to stop doing it.
No.
You think he's going to stop?
No, I'm not going to stop.
Like,
I'm getting free movie tickets.
Well, no, I'm talking about the journal being like
that's going to stop you from watching it anyway.
That's true. I guess you're right.
I'm going to say five.
Five?
I'm going to say five before you get fired.
I don't think
I'm
going to
say
fired.
Two before he gets bored with writing.
Why don't you guys believe in me? And bored with writing. Have you seen my Facebook wall?
Right.
No, you're just reposting anything else. You're not actually writing.
Yeah, I write plenty. Ooh, I write plenty.
Shots.
That is not true. I write plenty. I'm very vocal. And as a journalist, I don't like that you're talking to me that way. And by the way, is this on the record? I have to do that now. Is this on the record?
You don't have to do that. You're a critic.
A journalist.
You're a movie reviewer.
In a newspaper.
For a local newspaper.
In a newspaper.
Ooh, do you think you'll get grouped into the pool that gets polled for Rotten Tomatoes?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I just saw Spotlight, and I'm going to go fuck up some priest. Fucking now that I'm a journalist. What's Jesus. Michael Keaton's number? I know his email is keatonpotatoes@AOL.com.
You know what, dude? I would like to do that. Can we make that like a regular segment either on DNR or Hippo Juice, where you don't read your reviews, but one of us reads your reviews and what we think your voice sounds like?
Sure, that's fine. We can do that. I'm going to be reviewing the.
I think that'd be fine.
I'm going to be reviewing the Jungle Book, and
okay,
the African American book.
And it should come out Thursday.
What?
And it should come out Thursday. So I will.
This Thursday?
Yeah. I'm going to have to watch it, and my review has to be into the paper.
2 days from now?
No, not 2 days from now. A week from tomorrow.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, you haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to watch it this weekend. My review has to be in by Tuesday of next week. You know, being a journalist, you have deadlines, and I hope you guys, you know, just don't think. Don't think that I'm your better now. It's fine.
We don't.
Yeah, dude. I used to review. I used to be the music reviewer in my school newspaper when I was in college. And after like the first month, I'm like, I don't want to turn in deadlines anymore. This is getting really bored. So I can kind of see where Mitch is coming from.
I love what Mal just said. Mal just says that Pastor Royce ought to do some reviews and critiques to these ungodly films. Pastor Royce would get fired rather quickly.
That's, dude.
The Miami
if you want to get fired and you don't want to do it anymore and you want to go out in a blaze of glory,
go out of Pastor Royce.
Just be like, just do it like a, you know, a footer or a, you know, a header at the top that says, I couldn't do a movie review this week, so I gave the tickets to my
Pastor
friend.
Royce.
Pastor Royce. You don't even try.
No, I'm not even trying.
That'd be great.
Fuck.
Actually, they probably get good readership.
So this is going to be your first one, The Jungle Book?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So you haven't seen any other movies?
I mean, no. In my life? Yeah, I've seen plenty of movies in my life.
So you just wrote a letter saying, I would like to be your movie critic, and they said, yeah, sure?
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, I sent my Twitter and I sent
It's an official thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Somebody who works for the paper follows me on Facebook and sees all the bullshit that I write, and they ask me. That's what happened.
And he's in movie groups and whatnot.
Yeah. So whatever. It's fine. Listen.
It checks out.
My point is I'm a journalist. And
the point is we get to see movies for free
now.
I hate the
What
fact
kind of journalist are you? Are you cracked journalist, Vice,
no,
BuzzFeed?
No. First off, I'm not a Vice. First off, I'm not a Vice journalist because I'm not wearing three fucking rings and being super fucking hipster in the desert. Like, they're doing God's work.
Vice has gotten really hipster.
Dude.
I'm glad that you noticed that, too.
Yeah, but... on Netflix, Bill Hader and Fred Armisen did this thing called Documentary Now, where they make a bunch of fake documentaries. They look real. One of them was called Drones, which was making fun of Vice. It was fucking spot on. They kept sending reporters over to the Middle East, to the Mexican cartel, and they kept getting killed. And they just kept sending them. Here, let me see if I can find a clip for you.
They have their own channel now on DirecTV.
Here you go. Check this out. This is a little clip of what they were making fun of.
The world is nuts. No one knows what's going to happen next. But whatever goes down, we'll be there, keeping a close eye on all the madness. This is the world of drones.
The filming is perfect, by the way.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Jameson Friend.
Jack.
We're here in the drones offices in Brooklyn, New York, where our staff is working hard to bring you the real news of today's world. For this week's story, we go to Juarez, Mexico, where the war on drugs has turned this once beautiful city into the deadliest place on earth.
Unfell Chicano. Anyway, you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's
That's
fucking
for it.
Funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Here, you know what? I want to play.
I didn't laugh.
Here. Drone.
21 minutes.
System.
I'm not gonna play the whole thing.
Might be asleep.
El Chico!
These
Finally,
are the reporters.
Social
Look
media.
How hipster they're dressed.
We met someone brave enough to talk.
Buenas tardes.
Hey, hi.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Manuel Bautista has lived in Juarez his whole life. Last year, his son Felipe was kidnapped by the cartel.
You talk to us about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. He invited us into his humble hacienda to tell us a tale.
We're going into his home right now.
Hacienda.
And just a warning. The poverty you're about to see may be disturbing to your first world sense.
It's a normal house, by the way. The they're describing, it's just a normal house.
Of course it is.
First generation PlayStation.
A first generation PlayStation.
Whoa. Your dog's a chicken.
Just to give you an idea of the size of everything, just so you can get scale, I want to show you guys that this is
Dude,
how
the
far
filmography
my
is yep. exact.
In the hallway.
Same.
And I'll stop. But by the way, they make fun of a bunch of different documentaries. Like they do. Helen Mirren is like the fake host.
I was just gonna say, did I see Helen
yes.
Mirren earlier?
She's the fake host of this documentary show, and they have a whole bunch of different ones, like a historical one, and then the last one is a two-parter about a fake '70s band. And they get a bunch of real people to pretend that Fred Armisen and Bill Hader's band's real. Like they're interviewing like Daryl Hall and. All of these just 70s musicians about this fake band and why they broke up.
Funny.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
I feel like I remember that whole thing, like the fake, the band documentary.
Yeah, but Vice is basically just
They're jumping the shark.
They're edgy news. They're trying to be edgy news. You know,
it's kind of like how BuzzFeed jumped the shark. You know, like these things that were good and fun to go to now have like gotten too popular almost, which is a very hipster thing for me to even say. But like, I got to be honest, dude. Vice isn't good anymore.
No, I know.
BuzzFeed isn't good anymore.
What are you talking about? See, the number one thing on BuzzFeed right now, 18 things all couples that don't cook will get.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but then next to that, it's like things not... I spent a week dressing in things that society said I shouldn't. And it's just some fat bitch. And everyone's giving it.
You know, honestly, I can't tell if that's a fat bitch volunteering for it or BuzzFeed making a big old joke on that poor fat bitch that they keep making.
This has been run by women for like the last 2 years, and it used to be run by dudes. And it's like a drastic change in the way that
it's funny because the other day I noticed that because, you know, they're always posting like, you know, all women are beautiful and size doesn't matter. And then 2 days ago, BuzzFeed posted, we need to talk about The Rock's bulge in his Superman costume. And I'm like, they're fucking literally talking about The Rock's cock now.
Well, they're all horned up at that moment, you know,
what's wrong with talking about The Rock's cock?
It's just
gotta keep it edgy, dude.
I mean, it's called The Rock. I mean, the joke basically writes itself.
Right.
The Rock's cock?
Uh-huh.
It did look good, though.
It did look fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you guys paid attention.
All right,
so what's this whole thing?
It's a list of animated GIFs that you're welcome to peruse at your leisure from BuzzFeed.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it on the show? Okay.
I mean, you can. Does it translate?
Just GIFs.
I don't think so.
I don't think GIFs translate.
Yeah, these
tired
ones don't.
Fucking, I have no prep available. So
gifs.
You're right. I did say gifs, and I always say gifs. And Joel said it first, and it threw me off. And then I repeated what he said, and I got nervous.
I didn't say gif.
Did
I always
you not?
Say gif.
Did someone say gif?
No, you said it.
I did it on my own. No.
You okay?
I'm not okay.
You gonna be all right?
No, I'm not gonna be all right.
Choosy moms choose gifs.
I'm looking at number 7 just because it's Swedish Chef, and that makes me happy.
BuzzFeed will never, ever fail as long as they post a list. They know that there's a formula that after 10 GIFs, by the 11th GIF, you are bound to laugh at it just because I think there's some sort of science behind looking at memes where the first one isn't funny. The second one gets a little funnier, but by like the fifth or sixth one, if it's good enough, it will break you. And then the rest of the list, you will be laughing hysterically. There's got to be a science behind that because it happens to me all the time.
The thing with BuzzFeed is that it used to be just a website that just monitored things that were trending. Just things that were...
Yeah.
Like a lot of people were talking about this. A lot of news cycles are, you know, a lot of news stations are talking about this.
Yeah.
Here's what everybody, if you don't know what is going on as far as if a headline goes, you wanted to get the full story, come here. Then women took over. That's basically what happened to this fucking site.
It's everything's like, you know, Mitch, didn't you post a story today? Like, you know, don't tell fat women what to wear. Another one of those stories.
Yeah, that was a couple days ago.
Yeah, don't tell.
But literally,
fat women
you were
what shorts
how
to wear.
Just talking about how it used to be like an aggregator for trending topics.
Right.
I clicked on the BuzzFeed homepage, and the first article was, "Here's why some people think Google's results are racist." And it's just a bunch of Google.
Hold on. Why are Google? Hold on. No, but now I need to know why are Google results? This is how they get you. You see, this is how they get you. I want to know, why is Google racist now?
Well, we all knew that.
So many words, I don't want to read any of it.
Remember that bit we used to do years ago where we would do like the Google search, like,
yeah,
you know,
Google autocomplete?
Yeah. What is
not only do I remember it, I had a page on hippojuice.com for it, so I bet I can pull it up.
Well, we used to do that bit years ago, right? So I saw on Vice, oddly enough, they had this, I forget what the actual show is, but they had like a bunch of different stand-up comics. And this comic was doing he had a bit in his act where he basically would type into his phone in the Google thing, how come? And then he would get suggestions from the audience. And he'd start out with going, you know, like, first of all, if you've been on people that say how come instead of why.
Right.
And then, you know what I mean? And then he would just do a how come. And then the next word, he would type it in and then would just read that off. And that was his entire bit, basically.
Right.
But I watched that and come,
I think he owes us a little bit of royalty money.
Yeah, I know.
We've been Ryan came up with that fucking back in like 2009.
Yup.
Very, very true.
But okay, can someone please tell me why it's racist?
Okay, so basically what I'm looking at in the article, like when you search for nose, you get a bunch of white people's noses. If you search for face, you get a bunch of white people. If you search for woman, it's a bunch of white people. If you search for man, it's a bunch of white people at the top.
All right, so what's... people on the planet are white.
But that's like, yeah.
Sorry, it's like, just law of averages.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, Google, not the searches you. are they're based kind of on your location, your browsing history anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, cookies.
Yeah. So and
sorry,
since the majority,
brownies.
Since the majority of the United States, which where Google is based out of, are white people, the results and just like photography in general, more photographers are white, more subjects are
white.
Yeah,
but now look up family eating at a Popeyes. I want to see what comes up then. Seriously, look that up and go to images.
I am looking it up right now.
I'm super curious. Now I'm just curious.
Okay, so the first image with people in it.
By the way, guys, I want to point out actually, that what you're seeing right now, investigative journalism.
Yeah, okay, so I'm putting the image in the chat right now.
Don't worry, babe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, it's a black family eating Popeyes. Oh, come on. You didn't write any race, right? You just wrote family.
No. I just typed in family eating at Popeyes.
Okay, type, come on, help me out here, guys.
Help me out here, Midge.
Ashy skin.
Oh, come on.
Is that?
No, that's not fair.
No, that is not fair.
Look up man in a Cadillac. I'm just curious what comes up. Ooh, Maul has a good one. Okay, tell me what comes up with
that's
that
actually
one.
Robin Williams.
Okay.
Cadillac man.
Now, Maul asks, type eating a watermelon. I'm curious, though. I want to see if Google's is racist.
Okay,
now.
It's actually... Okay.
Is it?
Oh,
no.
Here's the image in the chat.
Oh, no. What is it?
It's a white girl.
Okay.
Mm. She could be
Megan Fox?
Mixed.
No, she looks mixed.
Wait, hold
yeah.
on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
She could be androgynous. Yeah, we're not 100% sure what she is. Though she has very...
She looks very tan.
Very beautiful eyes. I will say that.
She's either...
I think Google Image is being intentionally not racist because the seventh image is an Asian family, and it's not until...
No, that's not them not being racist. You're looking for reasons for it to be racist, Mitch. They aren't racist right now. How about we move on to the next example?
Well, I mean, there's not a black person until the fourth row.
Amal wants you to type in lazy.
Oh, no.
See, I just got a picture of Royce doing movie reviews.
Wow. Okay.
That wasn't nice.
A little racist because he is Cuban.
All right. I typed in Google while you did that. Why do black people? Just to see what the...
Well, now you're looking for it.
No. I just asked, why do black people? And it says, the first one's like watermelon. Second one's have yellow eyes, have big lips, same Monica, like fried chicken. Now, let me change it
to... Okay, I got the white people one.
Okay, go ahead.
Why do white people have thin lips? Age so fast.
That's fair.
Hate black people. Why do white people do things? Why do white people think they are better, not have lips, act black, and have no lips? Apparently, white...
There's three things. We don't have lips.
I guess not.
God damn it.
That's news to me.
We have shitty lips, man.
I typed, why do Cubans, immigrants, come to America? Baseball players defect. Names start with Y. Exiles hate Castro. And athletes defect.
I searched grape drink, and the first line was literal drinks made with the color purple. Yeah. But once you get to the second line...
Yeah, but now Google the color purple and see what comes on.
Oh, no, that's not going to be the same thing. The second line was Obama photoshopped with chugging grape drink with a question mark, got purple drank.
Celebrate good Obama, come on!
So that's probably racist, right? What was the thing that you told me to search just now? I totally forgot. Already.
Is Donald Trump married, dead, still running for president, left-handed on TV tonight?
Left-handed.
Yep. What is that? Why? But it makes you wonder, like, how many people were that? Right? Oh, Lordy. Oh my God.
Just some of these. Okay, just some of these. Is Hillary Clinton still running for president? Is Hillary Clinton dead? This is the one that confuses me. Is Hillary Clinton Bill Clinton's daughter?
Yes.
That's the fourth most searched.
Not the fourth. It's in the list.
Oh, okay.
But that should pop up.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a stretch. This is kind of a hard exercise to do.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but then again, it's whatever the autocomplete is the most searched thing. So you have to imagine the amount of people that start their sentences out with why do yada yada.
Yeah, so here's why, here's what I mean? The
like,
thing.
That's a good chunk of our country who are ignorant towards whatever subject they're trying to look up.
Now, here's,
that's what they would
here's why this is happening. Google is a business. Their point is to make money. How do they make money? On delivering ads that are relevant to users. The moment they stop delivering relevant links, websites, and ads, users will jump ship and go to Bing or some other search engine.
I only Bing.
They'll stop using it. So it is in Google's best interest to deliver the most relevant results to your search. And so it has determined that these are the most relevant search results for what we're looking for. And we're looking for it, so it's delivering. And what do you want from Google?
And sometimes I use Dogpile.
Sometimes.
Maybe Excite.
No.
I remember Excite.
I used to use Excite.
I used Excite.
I never used Excite.
What is it that...
I liked Lycos for the images.
What is it that Google did right that the other search engines didn't do that made them so big?
They had a goofy name.
No, I think it was No, it was the minimalism of it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just crowded with words and shit and pictures everywhere.
White page and the word Google and
it was just a search bar.
Mm-hmm. Before that, what did you have? AOL, which had a home. Like, you didn't realize that the internet existed outside of AOL. And then Yahoo and all those things.
Yeah, just go to Yahoo now, and that's what it used to look like.
It was all ads and spam and terribleness. And so the first thing that was appealing was that it was minimalist. The second thing that was appealing was that they started providing algorithms to provide better search results, and then people just kept using it because it's way better at delivering back what you need.
And by the way, I went to Yahoo recently, and this is the reason, like, the site is, it's like, if you go,
I can't believe it still exists.
If you go down, almost every other post is like an advertisement or a paid post. Like, it doesn't do anything.
They're the magazine of websites.
It's so, and remember, Yahoo used to be the biggest search engine.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they sold it to Bing, and then they're taking it back, and they're doing some revamping. And I hear that there's a Starboard directors that are just like completely
Star Wars directors.
Yeah, no, it's called Starboard, and they're actually taking down like all of the directors of Yahoo and saying that they're doing a terrible job, and they're going to try to overhaul them.
Didn't Yahoo buy Community, and they admitted they lost a whole fucking bunch of money when they made the sixth season?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, Community got renewed exclusively on Yahoo, which, why? And they lost the whole...
No, Yahoo had a streaming service.
Exactly.
Oh, they were trying to tap into the Netflix cash cow.
Yep.
And it didn't... And
Yahoo's tried to do a lot of different stuff.
Just stick to what's good. But then again, we don't really know what's good with them. Because
Yahoo Finance, Yahoo Answers.
But it's funny because a lot of this independence of like going off what we're saying with Yahoo, I read that Horace and Pete was on Stern, Louis C.K. was on Stern talking about Horace and Pete, and even though it's really good, if you haven't seen it, he said he lost millions of dollars. He didn't make a lot of money on it, and that's because he released it. He didn't sell it to a network. He released Okay, Louis C.K.
You blew past that very fast, in a normal Royce fashion. So back up because I don't even know what Horace and Pete is. That's Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Brainchild?
I've never heard of this.
Okay, I didn't know you guys didn't know this. Okay,
none of it.
Louis C.K. About, I want to say, 4 or 5 months ago, just sent an email out that he had a new show that he was releasing only on his website. Each episode cost $5. And each episode's an hour long. Now, when you watch the show, it's like a screenplay. It feels like it's just one. It feels like they're on a... like a Broadway play, you know. Now, the thing is, it's about an old bar in Brooklyn. But now the cast is impressive. It's Louis C.K., obviously. Alan Alda, Steve Buscemi, a whole bunch of comics. Stephen Wright,
So it's a filmed Broadway play?
Well, no, I mean, it's not. There's no people in the audience, but it's filmed like a Broadway play in that everything takes place on one set. They don't do takes. You know what I mean? It's all one live performance.
Okay. I'll just say right now, it's a terrible concept.
Well, when you watch it,
no
though,
crowd interaction. If you're going to do it that way, then at least have the crowd either laughing or interacting
right.
with it.
Well, one way or the other. Anyway, I watch the show. It's actually pretty
good. I'm starting to get lost from Louis C.K. He's starting to become a douche to me.
Yeah. But the show's actually pretty good. It's funny and everything.
The last season of Louis, it was like, oh, okay, I get it. You're intentionally not trying to be funny to be funny. All right. So I'm the asshole for...
Yes, you were the asshole.
This.
I'm glad you recognize
like
it.
Last season there you go. All right, yeah.
I didn't see
and,
the
and,
last
and
season
and Trump's
Louis.
Hitler's baby and whatever.
Yeah. And
I
so
think he's gotten too smart for his own good. You know what I mean? Like he's gotten too much like, okay, people will listen to me because I'm like the alternative comics dream, but I'm also a New York comic. I don't know. He's starting to bug me. Is anybody else feeling this way? Or is it just me?
I mean, the idea of him, I get where you're coming from, but when I actually watch something of his, I'll still laugh.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
I just, I'm sorry, but
it's okay. White House Press says Yahoo is up for sale right now for $8 billion.
Well, I posted in the chat room the actual letter that the Starboard Shareholders Company sent to the board of directors at Yahoo, basically saying they all need to step down. And they've like completely just disappointed everyone, all of the investors of Yahoo. They're just like, you were complete and utter failure. It's a really long letter, but read at your own discretion.
The best part is that the story is posted on Yahoo Finance.
Yeah.
So they're literally on their own on yeah. their own site are calling themselves out.
Yep.
That's not good.
Yep, yep, yep. The reason why I know any of this is because the same guy that wrote this letter is the same guy that wrote the letter about Olive Garden not that long ago, that 300-page paper explaining how like Olive Garden doesn't salt their pasta or do
yeah,
all this
John
stuff.
John Oliver ripped that apart.
Yeah, they did that like 2 years ago. Like this company, this board called Starboard, their whole job is to like, it's just a board of like major... Yes. Company heads that find companies that are not doing what they should be doing, take over, try to fix it, and then move on. And to be honest, I mean, being where I am, I know that there's a lot of things that have been turned around after they did what they did for Olive Garden. So I hope that they whatever they're doing to Yahoo works because it's pretty impressive, but they're kind of scary as shit.
But I don't know how to turn Yahoo around at this point to compete yeah. with Google.
Because I don't know if they're trying to compete with Google. I don't know if that's what they're going to try to do for
they
them.
They need to reinvent to be something different.
Yeah. But, I mean, the wording in here is awful. It's just like, it appears that investors have lost all confidence in management and the board. It's just like, bam, in the face.
Yeah, man. And like, but what exactly, but let me just think, what are they going to do? How do you fix that? How do you fix Yahoo? Like, what do you... There's really
they probably are going to cut the fat of shit that doesn't work and keep the stuff that does work. I like I said, Yahoo Finance is actually probably one of the more successful sections of Yahoo. I know a lot of people still use Yahoo Finance.
I can't think of the last time I went to Yahoo. You guys are the only ones I know of. If any of my friends that ever mention Yahoo as like a website destination.
You want to know why?
I'm shocked that it's still in business.
You want to know why? We've been doing this show for so long that when we first started, Yahoo was an acceptable place to get news stories. Mm-hmm. And I guess it just became part of my habit. Right. You know? I guess that's
well,
the only
what
way.
Was, I think that's what it is. It's just yeah. it's out of habit visiting from the amount of people who first started out their email with Yahoo, that kind of stuff.
I mean, I know people that still have AOL email accounts.
Mm-hmm. There's still a heavy amount. Yes. I mean, there's still enough traffic that comes from any website coming from Yahoo and Bing to warrant it still being in existence. It's just like 1/4 of your traffic will come from sites other than Google. So take that 1/4 and then split them into like thirds because half of it, that's going to come from Bing. Half of that's going to come from Yahoo. And then half of that's going to come from the others. So, I mean, it's a small portion, but.
Well, speaking of BuzzFeed, because we were just talking about it, this just popped up. BuzzFeed missed big on its $250 million revenue target last year. It isn't looking much better. According to this, investors are not happy with BuzzFeed because they only reached half of the projected revenue in 2015.
Because they let the bitches take over, yeah. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
They're not making money anymore. They're making money, obviously, but not what they projected.
I know a lot of people won't pay for what BuzzFeed is offering, too. They make some ridiculous offers. About,
offers,
you know,
for what?
I'll write sponsored content for your blah, blah, blah in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hundreds of thousands. Yeah. And it's like, and at that point, you're like, fuck you. Like, no.
When word goes around about the people who actually would pay for that type of stuff, like, hey, look at these cunts and what they're, asking for.
So BuzzFeed is contacting companies and say we're going to write shit for you, pay us a lot of money.
Oh yeah, you're surprised by that?
That's not journalism.
I'm not surprised. I just
and
I
by the way, this is coming from a journalist.
No, you actually haven't written anything yet.
I mean,
you haven't.
I have my.
Even if you did, you're just a critic. You're not a journalist.
I am in a news.
Journalists are the ones who actually report things.
Listen, I'm going to get
watch a movie and give your
excuse
opinion.
Me. I'm going to get the scoop on this Jungle Book.
Scoop? I mean, I have a scoop? Car. Does that make me a NASCAR driver?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Absolutely. Are you only driving it? Are you only making left turns? Because that's a big. That's a big part of it.
You counts.
You can only make a left turn.
I can only turn to the right.
Oh, listen. Look, coming from a journalist, shame on you, BuzzFeed.
Well, I mean, if you look at Yahoo Celebrity, the first thing is an interview with Julianne Hough and talking about her fitness empire. So that's interesting, right?
What's Yahoo Serious Julianne doing right
Huff,
now?
You mean?
Is that what her? I thought it was Hugh.
Who doesn't know who Julianne Hough is?
Is it really Hough?
Julianne Hough is probably one of the hottest. Mitch, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I have no idea who this is. Her name is familiar, but I couldn't point
her
out.
She was in Dancing with the Stars.
They're calling me.
That's why I don't know who it is.
They're calling me a journal ass in the chat room, and I don't like that. That's mean, guys.
Or journal less.
You just mad because Superman's going to be my friend.
Okay, she's hot. I like her.
Yeah, she's like the hottest person.
You don't know that?
The hottest person in Dancing with the Stars, like by far and away.
I've never seen the show.
You don't have to know that to know that that is, you know, obviously Ryan Seacrest's beard. I'm all on the hot stuff with the kids now these days, Marie.
Are you now?
Says the guy who just said the hot stuff and the kids.
Hot stuff with the kids.
Yeah, you're really groovy, daddy-o.
Oh, I am popping off the collar.
I get you. Yeah, you're really off the chain. Fucking DutchIsTheBomb.com.
Oh, I hate kids.
Why don't we go to break so I can take a leak?
More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sally Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc, and you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows, and you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want, because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to DealFlix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's DealFlix.com, promo code MLR.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Do you like frozen burritos? I mean, really like frozen burritos, ladies? And are you tired of runny, bullshit, fucking horse cock, shitty, pussy cum, shit fuck, runny fillings in your burritos? Then you gotta try Tina's Frozen Burritos. Tina's Frozen Burritos. We're not runny bullshit. We taste kinda good. Tina's Frozen Burritos. It is kind of good.
Tina's Frozen Burritos. Go and get them at your local store. You won't regret it. You can work it out with Rorschach and Doc.
Funny.
Fuck all of you, motherfucker.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Let's talk about your likes and dislikes. How about your favorite food? What would that be?
Oh, milk steak.
What?
Milk steak.
I'm not putting milk
just
steak.
Put steak. Just
I'm going to put steak.
Steak and then
don't put steak. Compliment. Put milk steak. She'll know what it is.
No, she won't know what it is, she'll Charlie. Know Nobody what knows is. What that is. No. Okay. All right. What's your favorite hobby?
Magnets.
Okay. What? Like making magnets, collecting magnets,
playing with magnets. Just magnets.
I'm going to put snowboarding. We'll put snowboarding.
I don't really snowboard.
No. All right. What are some of your likes?
Ghouls.
Son of a bitch. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
now?
Funny little green ghouls.
What? Like in movies and cartoons? What?
Little green ghouls, buddy.
Don't write ghouls.
I'm not. I'm putting travel.
Jesus Christ. What are your dislikes?
People's knees.
Oh, come on,
bro,
dude. Come
you
on.
You know what? We'll just make it all up.
We'll make the whole thing up.
We'll dock it. The picture. We'll make it up.
You don't want no part of this shit.
That is Johnny Cakes Without a Lid. It is second hour of Dutch and Royce or morelikeradio.com. Number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to be in touch with us. Or go to morelikeradio.com/live to check out the chat room. Join in on the fun stuff. See our faces on the videos. And if you weren't able to catch the videos and you would like to, go to YouTube and search More Like Radio and or Dutch and Royce. Full shows are now up and available on YouTube from More Like Radio.
Yup.
I've seen some of the pictures that Marie over the break was posted of Julian Huff. Holy shit.
I still don't recognize her.
I'm going to say right now she's a hottie boomalotti.
Mm-hmm.
Hottie boomalotti. Yeah, she was dating Ryan Seacrest for a while, or at least that's what he was telling everybody.
Well, good for him.
He's gay.
Fully convinced he's a gay.
Yeah, he probably is.
And at this point, like, it's we're way past the point where it's a big deal anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
It's like the, you know? It's like Tom Cruise. It's cool.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper. I mean, you know, a major news broadcaster. It's okay.
Yeah, if he's able to come out of the closet and be like, yeah whatever. If Doogie Howser was able to come out and be like,
yeah,
fuck it, I'm playing a you know, a masochistic type of dude on a TV show that I'm on, but I'm still gay.
Misogynistic.
And that's okay. And everybody still was like, all right, then what's the problem?
There is no problem anymore.
You're fine, Ryan. Just come out.
This is fine.
There's no problem. Yeah, during the break, I was still trying to find reasons why Yahoo was still relevant. I didn't realize Yahoo owned Tumblr.
Yeah, they have that going for
them. Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know
that. Okay.
So between Yahoo News, Yahoo Finance, Tumblr, they still have Flickr. I don't know if anyone uses Flickr.
What? No, Flickr's basically dead.
Windows XP, Microsoft operating system, remains third most popular operating system.
Wow.
Windows XP is still, hold on.
Because of businesses.
Yeah, I have a video. Hold on.
Companies.
Audio at least.
I'm not surprised.
Remember that noise?
Yep.
Oh, God.
That's what a computer should sound like.
Okay, it's one of those videos where it's just words, like, you know, text.
Oh, that's helpful.
So let me go ahead and just really quick, because I did not know this. Windows XP, the third most popular OS after 15 years. It seems crazy to think there are people that are using 15-year-old operating system, but you can guess you don't know India. But it's happening. In fact, many other people are still running Windows XP right now. That is currently the third most OS in use. Microsoft actually stopped supporting Windows XP 2 years ago, which means the platform no longer sees updates of any kind, not even critical security patches. What's even more, third-party developers like Google stopped supporting it.
Yep.
Despite all the Windows XP 10.9% shares in the market means its larger install base than Apple's latest OS, El Capitan.
I think Marie's right on this one.
And Windows 10.
It's companies. It's old school companies that have databases that were built on Windows XP that they don't have the infrastructure to upgrade their systems, and they just force people to not upgrade and stay where they're at.
Yeah, and or they're too cheap to actually.
It says here, believe it or not, the platform is still used by corporations around the world that don't have the resources to upgrade to a more recent release.
Oh, what I just said.
There you go.
It's also used in emerging markets where recycled PCs are big business.
Hmm.
So Thorwald.
XP was good. I remember how
it was the tits, man.
It was probably one of the best operating systems.
When it
first
came out, it was amazing.
Yeah. 10's not bad, though. I'm liking it.
I like 10.
I have 10 on one computer, and I have 7 on another one. And
there's not a lot of a difference between the two, but I do like 10.
I guess it's more like what you're familiar with. And I think that's the reason why XP is still around, is because people are familiar with that type of operating system.
Maybe that's why
everyone hated 8.
That's why Yahoo's so maybe that's why Yahoo's still around since Google stopped supporting XP. Everyone that has an XP is going to Yahoo.
It's true, to check their Hotmail account.
Yes. No, Hotmail, that's MSN.
Oh, right.
It's Yahoo.
It's just Yahoo. Yes. Yahoo Mail.
Right. Do you know the amount of naked pictures I lost that were on my Hotmail account?
No, how many?
A lot.
4.
Did you know that Yahoo has just a daily horoscope?
Why?
That's how he goes to Yahoo.
Why?
There's why? There's a horoscope.
Why?
Like, you just go to
why are you
style.
Championing Yahoo?
No, I'm not.
I don't think she's championing it. I think she's
I'm looking at it for the first time in years is what's going on. I'm going through some of the tabs at the top, and I'm like, what is on here these days? There's a daily fucking horoscope?
It's a throwback Tuesday.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it is. Yeah, I guess for people to check. Has anyone ever found any value in reading a daily horoscope?
Well, I have, because I know I'm coming into some money soon.
Are you now?
When people ask me anything has to do with horoscope, like what's your sign or anything like that, I automatically have a lower opinion of them.
What's your sign, Dutch?
I'm born in July, so what is that?
July what?
You're either a Cancer.
Oh, you're a Cancer.
You're
and
a Cancer.
I'm a Cancer?
You're a Cancer.
I'm sorry. I pray for you.
Joel, your horoscope for today says, being certain about your feelings is nearly impossible because your moods quickly shift from moment to moment now that the moon's back in your sign.
No, I've been kind of in a shitty mood all day. It hasn't shifted from
it's
good to bad.
Of the moon.
His mood shifts from being asleep to being drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
You may go from pouring
this is coming
your,
from Mitch, by the way.
You may go from pouring your heart out to a friend to withdrawing to safety of your hidden cave. Avoid making any long-lasting decisions until you feel your feelings settle back down. In the meantime, let your emotions flow naturally without trying to change them.
That shit could apply to anyone on any given day. That,
what's mine?
The fact that anyone would buy into any of that nonsense.
All right, Royce is a Leo, so his horoscope is, although people seem to be looking directly at you, you may still feel as if you aren't being seen. You don't understand how they can miss the obvious as you hold your head high and carry out your assigned tasks, even when your heart is hurting.
That was just gibberish.
Thankfully, a humble disclosure.
Your heart is hurting.
Thankfully, a humble disclosure to a trusted colleague may bring the recognition you seek. Take whatever time is necessary to process your feelings before you step back into the spotlight.
Okay, I need to trust.
Like, hey, guys, I'm going to be a journalist now.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. Nailed it.
Yeah.
I'm not accepting this.
It makes
you
total sense.
You just want
sense.
Everyone to accept your memes and nobody pays attention.
It makes total sense. The trusted colleague in this horoscope is your friend and buddy, Mersh, who's been trying to set up his podcast equipment. And you were talking with him yesterday about it. Mm-hmm. Makes total sense. Mitch, what are you?
Aries.
Mitch is an Aries. All right, Aries.
We'll be fired soon.
Honoring your need for privacy is healthy today, even if you are accustomed to engaging in activities with your friends and associates.
No, I hate my friends and associates.
Dude, that
I want to be alone all the time.
That could work for anyone on any given day, depending on their mood. That's the point about... I'm sorry, go ahead.
You independent Rams can benefit from working alone, especially when your patience grows thin because others can't keep up with you. Mitch, that is you to a T. You complain about that every day.
Yes.
Every day you complain about how no one can keep up with you. But your current penchant for solitude might be more about recharging your emotional batteries with some rest and relaxation. You just need to go on a vacation, Mitch.
I need a vacation. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to trust this horoscope. I'm going to bring this into work tomorrow and say, hey, you know what, people, boss man, I need a break.
It's right, you do.
It's a woman. It's my boss.
I mean, but still, call him boss man.
Boss man.
Right, you do.
See what happens.
And let's see here. Mine says, you may feel awkward.
What are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces?
I'm a fish.
So you're a unicorn person.
I'm a fish.
Oh, fish.
Pisces is a fish. Or the two kissing fish. You may feel awkward when expressing your feelings at first, but you can work through your resistance as the day unfolds. The shy Cancer moon might tempt you to run and hide today, but her current stay in your fifth house of play prevents you from retreating too far. Thankfully. Whew, that was close. You can channel your energy into a variety of creative expressions, whether for work or for your own amusement. Ultimately, your dreams are the source of your greatest inspiration if you learn how to integrate them into your life. Makes total sense.
Well, did you read Dutch? Did you read that now New York is trying to pass a bill?
The state or the city?
I believe it's just the city for right now.
New York City. You knew where I was going with that, Dutch, didn't you?
High five, Marie.
You knew where I was going with that.
Is trying to pass a bill that...
I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill.
I hate you and I hate that song.
Trying to pass a bill that now if you get into an accident, the police are allowed to take your phone, plug it into a special program, and see if you were using your phone at the time of the accident.
Really?
Right. And then if you refuse
to do that?
If refuse to do it, the bill, it's going to be like refusing to take a breathalyzer or a thing. They'll take your license away. Yes, I'm only
a bill. And no. I'm not playing. No. No.
Anyway.
This is going to be stuck in my head the next 3 days.
Sorry. Anyway. I'm just a bill.
So and now it turns out the people that made the program that's going to be able to read the phones is the same people that hacked the iPhones for the FBI, the same company.
Ah, fuck those guys.
But it's they promised that it's only going to tell if they were using the phone and what app they're using at what time, but not get any personal information or any contact information.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Because that worked out well. Right. Because the NSA. Yeah. No, that worked out great. No, but it's just like it's so ridiculous to me that people are just like,
who is for this?
And
aside from people who are just getting policymakers getting money.
It gets better, and then they could ask judges for warrants to unlock the phone to see if they were using a Bluetooth hands-free device.
Now, hold on. Did you find this in like an Alex Jones type site? Or is this like a legit news site?
This is a Pharrell Williams.
If that passes, I'm going to make sure before I ever turn on the keys to my ignition, I'm going to send a text message to one of you saying, fuck the police. So that way, if I ever got into any kind of trouble, that's going to be what they see when they pull my phone records.
Fuck the police.
Just so you know. And you guys will know I'll be driving safely because I'll put my phone away after I turn on the ignition.
Yeah, here's a story. No, it's in a few different places.
Let's hear it.
It's I could read it. It's not a video. It says raw familiar breathalyzer, the brand for the roadside device that measures.
I'm not familiar with the breathalyzers. Dutch, would you care to explain?
Yeah, basically they tell you if you had anything to drink that night, and if you had more than two beers, then you get arrested, like I did. Mm-hmm.
But if
Which is exactly how many I had.
But if you have less than two beers, they call you a faggot for only having one beer.
Yeah.
It's a really fine line.
You don't really win.
No.
It's called the textilizer.
Ugh. God, that's terrible. I might have some terrible
audio. I hate alliterations and I hate, like, oof. Is it playing or yeah, is it one of those?
So ever send it because you know what's good? News sites, video
news
players.
News sites have their own players. Yes.
They're so much better than YouTube.
So
embarrassing
great.
Text to an ex when you're drunk and wish someone had stopped you.
Dude, they are yucking it up on that set today.
Well, that was a funny story, Bill.
Holy shit, Janice.
Anyway, whatever. According to
the MC of human.
It's a good thing they didn't textilizer me right now because I'm fucked up on gin. Back to you, Bob.
Is this the TMZ of human rights violations?
Actually, this is great. This is going great. The story they're looking at, they're talking about is an app that lets you stop from texting while drunk. Which is completely different than the story that's surrounding it. So they put the wrong video.
So if I start texting.
I swear to you. I'm not lying to you.
What?
So if yes. I start texting.
Hold on, dude. I need to see it now. And the listeners, here. I feel like, need to see it as well. Unless you already are playing it.
Here.
In the bottom window.
Here's the.
Because for those listeners, while Royce is pulling it up, there's actually four full windows. If you go to morelikeradio.com/live.
Here it is.
Where you can act. There we go.
Okay. Give it a second because it's loading. It's MSNBC's way better video than YouTube.
Let's hear this yuck fest because, man, they are having fun on that set that morning.
Too much. Too much fun, I say.
It, oh, oh, oh. Royce, the volume's down. I need to hear the fun.
Hold on, Dutch. I just
fixed it. You turn it on, and you try to text or call someone.
I got it. Here it is.
There you go.
To an ex when you're drunk and wish someone had stopped you.
No.
Stop you. It's called drunk mode, everybody. When you turn it on and you
hold on. I'm backing up. I want to play a game here.
Okay.
Let's find
No, I don't like Saw.
Okay. Not that game.
Last time we did it in the bedroom and I did not have fun.
Let's see.
I broke down. Did you hear that?
He's kind of funny.
Now, I think just the laughing from these hens got contagious and got Dutch.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Okay.
Go ahead,
I forgot. Oh, I want to see the moment. Yeah. Let's see what made them laugh. Okay. Okay, that's just still broken. See, that's just broken. Now.
I want to play a game.
Okay, let's go. I'm not doing this to Dutch. I will not play this video till Dutch is back.
No, you're fine. I'm sorry.
Nope, I'm doing it.
Dude, the easiest way to break me out. When
you're
I
allowed.
Like
you're allowed. You're allowed to break. It's happened to me many times.
Push forward. This helps me out, please.
Okay, here we go.
Ever send an embarrassing text to an ex when you're drunk and wish someone had stopped you?
No.
What was so funny? Does anyone pick up why they're laughing?
I can't figure it
okay,
out.
Okay, let's one more time. Last time.
Embarrassing text to an ex when you're drunk and wish someone had stopped you?
No, there's an app that...
I know, because they're all liars. That's what's
we'll
so funny.
Stop you. It's called drunk mode, everybody. When you turn it on and you try to text or call someone, the app then prompts you to...
Calls you a pussy and tells you to take another shot.
Yeah.
Solve a math problem. If you solve
it... It makes you solve a math problem?
Well, what if you're a genius with math, but a drunk asshole?
You could just say Asian. It saves time.
Stop you. It's called drunk mode, everybody. When you turn it on and you try to text or call someone, the app then prompts you to solve a math problem. If you solve it correctly, then it will let you text.
If you solve it wrong, it texts your dick pic to every contact
to your mother,
on your phone.
Oh, no, that sounds bad. I hope the math problems aren't hard.
You're out. It also has a breadcrumbs feature. This is actually kind of weird.
Amazing.
It tracks your movements from the night before, allowing you to retrace your steps if need be.
So you blacked out?
That takes it a little far, but
first off, Al, it's African American dad, and you should know that.
Oh, this is Today Show. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell you, file it under things I wish existed when I was 25.
Yeah.
You know,
if there is a Nobel Prize,
that was a big slap back then. And Matt Lauer, you have no idea the amount of penis that I sucked when I was back, dude.
They called me Deep Throat Debbie, right, Matt? And then she winks at him.
App developer,
Al, you know what that's like with hoagies, right?
Right, Al? Huh?
Exactly.
Right there.
I know. Wow. Mike always says I need a breathalyzer on the Twitter account because you know people send you little nasty grams on Saturday.
Robin,
night
your boobs look good. How did that cancer go for you?
Jesus. She has the worst, just the worst questions.
Listen,
don't do it. Back away from the Twitter.
I would pay anything to see you. Yeah.
I would pay anything for Al Roker to never talk again.
He looks so weird skinny.
He's a person who can't be skinny. There's some people that can't. He just can't. I don't know. It's his head.
Is not meant for it.
No.
I got a couple of weird posts from her. No.
That was the video. Did you guys figure out anything what this is about? Because honestly.
Okay. So you download an app knowing that you're a drunken sot.
Right.
No. Okay. I black out and I text people a lot. So I need to have this thing to babysit me. So it tracks my movement, and it won't let me text unless I solve a math problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're the type of determined drunk that I was back in the day, the only
determined drunk. That's the best kind of drunk there is.
Hold that app down for 2 seconds, and then it starts wiggling, and then you hit that little X, and it deletes the whole thing, and then bam, you're free to be the idiot that you're supposed to be.
That's true. Yeah, you already have the workaround. Like Dutch, there was this new company that they're already in trouble. They wanted to launch competition against Uber, and it was called Chariot.
It was called Boober.
Though, I thought you were about to say Lyft. I was going to say doing very well, actually.
No, no, this is called...
Where hot women that are topless show up and drive you around and so you can see their boobs.
No.
Boober.
The thing is called...
Patent pending.
It's called Chariot, and it's basically...
Chariots of Fire
it's
music?
It's only for... It's for women that feel uncomfortable with Uber that a guy's going to rape them or something. So it's...
Oh, gross.
Four women...
Why don't they just use Boober?
Four women by women.
So now I have a question.
Ew.
It's kind of like
I'm a
FUBU
guy,
with W's.
And I'm afraid of being raped by a man. Can I use Chariot?
No. Only for women.
You can also not use Boober.
Only for
those
women.
Those women don't like pussies.
Wait, so what is Boober again? It's just a bunch of lesbians.
Ignore Boober is not a real thing. Chariots is a real thing.
Boober's so real.
Well, I'm actually kind of interested in what Boober's about because Marie mentioned it. So what's the concept, Marie?
Well, it's just like Uber, like complete straight up knockoff of Uber.
She's making this
but
up.
But think like
this isn't true.
Hooters, right? So like all the drivers are hot women that are topless.
Like sevens at best.
Well, obviously, we're going to start out with tens, but then eventually you're going to have to hire more bodies, and then you have a...
Because they realize, like, oh, this is kind of trashy, and then they just...
Yeah, leave. But yeah.
They're tents in a taxi cab service, though.
Right.
Good point.
Yeah, but taxi tits didn't come off as good as as Boobers did.
Right.
So, yeah, so you download the Boober app, and then, you know, drivers have the Boober app for drivers, and then you have to hit the little hooter button, you know, to say, I need a ride, right? And then some really hot bitch comes and picks you up and drives you where you need to go, and you get to look at her boobs while you're going home.
Okay. So, like, are the prices a little bit higher than that of Uber because you get to see boobs? Now, is she actually, you actually see nipple?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, okay. It's the uniform. They're technically wearing a shirt, so they don't get arrested, but it's completely see-through.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a wet t-shirt thing, but not really. It's like a really thin...
Right.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. And, no, it's actually not that much more than Uber pricing. But they allow for tips where Uber, they don't really encourage tips type of deal. And
it's built in.
Yeah. Well, with Boober, you know, it's just like, you know, tips are encouraged, you know, so to speak.
Right.
So
it's technically like a lower overall starting fare because the tips aren't included.
No, it's kind of one of those things where, like, you know, the women get to like write it off like under the table type of thing. Just
okay,
but yeah,
so
yeah.
It's
just like Uber.
To have cash if you use Boober.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like prostitutes.
Can you make it rain on them hoes? Or do they frown on that?
No, I mean they will accept your tips, for certain, you know, services, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like it's a strip club or, you know, like you can get a handy or anything like that.
Well, it's classy.
You know? Yeah.
If I want to pay just the tip.
Sometimes you can give just the tip to the Boober driver, and that's okay. But
and the app has no problem not taking a fare at all, as long as she gets paid. That's all that matters.
Well, you know, if she only gets just the tip, so to speak, then she has to actually give some of that cash back to, you know, the main. I don't want to say boss, so I'll say
boss
pimp. Seems like the better word. So
yeah, this really sounds like prostitution. This doesn't sound like an app thing at all.
No, anymore. It's all on the up and up.
This has been going on since like the beginning of time. It's called prostitutes. It's called being a prostitute.
No, but it's you also get to your destination.
Right. It's a safe. It's a sex worker.
They're driving you.
I'm pretty sure Chariots had that back in the day. Kind of similar to what your app is talking about, Royce.
I forgot.
You don't think they had chariot drivers where just like some hot girl who just had her dirty pussy hang out and was like, hey, you can suck on this for a little bit.
Yeah, like I'm gonna trust a female chariot driver. Get out of here.
Ah, good point.
Get out of here. Fucking Chariot.
So I forget where we started from.
Oh no, Chariots is this app because some women are uncomfortable with Uber and Lyft because, you know, guys are creepy, they say. So it's supposed to be an app for only women drivers that pick up only women.
That's really sexist and
it is. So that's
and
what
racist and
it didn't get and that's the un-American problem.
American and any other kind of buzzword I could think
they would
of.
Get sued so quickly for gender discrimination.
I hope so.
They said they would only pick up women, children under 13 and transgendered. Now,
how do you know
exactly?
I'm not transgender, but I identify as a woman.
Exactly.
What if I'm gender neutral?
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm one of those like 300 other kinds of genders? And also, are we going to invent an Uber service for gay men that also don't want to be raped by straight men or gay men?
Yeah, it's called Grindr.
Oh. They do driving services on that app? I thought it was just for gay sex.
Yeah, some would say it's driving services.
Some would say. I'll have to start using that when I have to go
my
home.
My ex-roommate used to get laid so much on that goddamn app. Jealous? It was uncomfortable, the amount of dick he got.
You jelly?
A little bit.
Why? Because you couldn't get any action on Grindr?
No, it's just they looked at me with like a ugh. Like, I just wanted once out of the amount of times where the doorbell would ring and I'd be sitting on the couch watching SportsCenter and I would go and answer the door and they would look at me and be like, Brandon? But they would obviously, every time, they'd be like, is your roommate here? Like, they would know that I wasn't him. It's like, could you mistake me for being gay for once? Just make me feel better. No. Please. Not that I would do anything. I might. Maybe. Okay, look. I'll give you this knuckle. That far. Right there. Just make me feel better.
It's all Joel wants.
Caitlyn Jenner's still unsure if she's going to undergo gender surgery.
Enough with this attention-seeking piece of shit human.
And Miss, she's still not sure about undergoing gender confirmation surgery.
Well, I sure as hope she's going to be cautious about inverting her penis.
So can I call her a he then?
No, because she still identifies as a woman.
He's an asshole. She's an asshole. Just an asshole human. Fuck him.
Well, apparently there's a video here of watching Caitlyn Jenner learn how to have a gender-free orgasm.
Oh, my God.
Gender-free orgasm.
Oh, my God.
You ready? I have a video.
Believe me, it does not deliver on what it promises.
Can I have these at work, then, and not be looked frowned upon?
Yeah.
Probably.
How long
because
is this?
They didn't
3 minutes!
They didn't like my genderful orgasms.
Hi, trouble! Trouble!
I want to know what video this came from. Does Caitlyn Jenner have her own television show?
Yeah, I'm
show?
Kate. It's called I'm Kate.
Look on what channel is it on?
E.
It's of course very it is. Genitally focused. It's like, what kind of junk do you have? Well, today, gender-free orgasm is going to mean orgasm without genitals.
Isn't that what genitals do, though? Like,
you can just kind of
I'm telling you, it's not going to deliver on what it's promising. Door,
but when you leave, please remember to be careful and pick up your own. Otherwise,
she's killing. She's
Would
killing.
You?
This can get confusing later.
I have one quick question. Is anybody nervous about having an orgasm in a room full of people?
You know what bothers me the most, Dutch, and this is me? It's not what they're saying anything. There's little music clips in between them talking. Drives me up the fucking notice it now. That's watch here.
They got to keep the audience's energy up.
Yeah, because the people that watch us are basically just rabbits.
Orgasm without genitals. So you can just kind of mentally check your genitals at the door. But when you leave, please.
Last time I checked my genitals at the door, I had to go to the hospital.
Remember to be careful and pick up your own. Otherwise, things can get confusing later.
I have one quick question. Is anybody nervous about having an orgasm in a room full of people?
No.
We're learning.
Oh,
we're
it's so loud.
Doing.
I know.
Oh,
why would they?
We're doing.
Wow.
Yo, you're right.
Sounds like a goddamn hip hop video.
There's no reason for that.
No. It's basically, they should just call the E Network the Noises Network. Because that's all it is. It's like, mama, 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 mama. Boom, 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 boom. Blah, 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 blah. That's it.
It really, it's like they use music to basically use as their like commas or periods or anything like that.
And
like,
now that the soup is gone, there's no reason to have the E Network.
There's not. No, because that was the great equalizer of that entire network, was having the soup make fun of the nonsense that was on the same network.
Exactly.
Really? I Am Kate is an 8-part, 1-hour documentary series. Ew.
Well, let's keep watching.
So it's like Generation Kill, but nobody cares.
And it's not even that weird.
And it's bloody.
You know what I think we should do for the rest of the night? When we talk or say a point, we should have like a music.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah, right. Boom, boom. So basically, Royce, I'm going to ask you to continue to play the clip.
Yeah! I will. Well, Dutch, no problem. I will be more than happy to play the clip.
With the techno set, you're going surfing on the internet.
Even though it sounds really weird at this moment, okay?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, let's take a breath. And I want you to imagine an orgy in your mind.
Done.
What?
Done.
I don't need to imagine. I have the internet.
Believe me,
I can find a real orgy.
Yeah.
Maybe one girl pretends to fake one, but all this woman does is make you fantasize about an orgy and then make sounds. It's
terrible. By the way, imagine an orgy in your mind. You could just say imagine an orgy in your mind is redundant. You know,
you're redundant
unless you're having sex literally in your brain.
Orgy in my rule book is 4 people or more.
Her rule book sounds terrible.
But at least there's clear definitions of an orgy.
My rule book, meaning like my childhood when my uncles, 3 of them, teamed up on me.
They were dressed like Ninja Turtles so I can never watch the show again.
Exactly.
Any shape, size, gender. You can have Martians in your orgy. It's your orgy. Whatever works for you.
It's my orgy and I want it now.
Folks together and imagine them doing some really hot stuff. One. Two.
She's the worst sexy talker, by the way. Imagine doing like really hot stuff.
Like really hot stuff.
Like, you know, sexy or whatever. Like,
I would almost rather hear like a Jewish yenta tell me hot things like that.
3, rolling sound.
Why do gurus always play Indian music?
I'm not hearing any sounds, people. Oh, yeah, right there.
What's wrong?
Biggest, most set-up nonsense I've ever heard. I hate the Jenner Kardashian family more than anything in the world.
Told you it was really fake.
But let's go a little more. You haven't even heard Caitlyn's orgasm yet. It's pretty good.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
That was amazing.
This is crazy.
Assholes. They know the camera's on there. It's just
sex noises.
And you know that the producer said things. It's like they think we're retarded to not know that they're being fake. Like it's insulting to my intelligence.
A lot, but Dutch, they don't market to you. They market to the lowest common denominator.
Right, and those people are the ones voting for president here soon.
Okay, good point. I guess that's a very good point.
I hate it.
Orgasm workshop was probably other
orgasm workshop. It sounds like something that should be way sexier than it actually is.
You know what? She's kind of, I actually could fuck her mouth.
Caitlyn Jenner?
No, this girl I'm talking right now with the leopard print shirt. Oh. Tell me that's
Caitlyn's
a girl, please.
Politics, the hardest thing that we've had to deal with this entire trip.
I don't think that's a girl. I'm such a gay.
Looks like someone picked a whole bouquet of oopsie-daisies.
You paused it right in a moment where she looked good. This shot, not so much. The other one back.
You mean this shot here where she has a beard?
Not this. Oh, I'm such a queer. Oh, no.
Sorry, Dutch.
Oh, I'm so gay. Okay. Oh, fuck.
It was just an awkward situation.
You are going to make all the moans and groans for all the characters in your porn film. Move your pelvis. Kind of rock back and forth.
This is useless.
What the hell am I doing?
Can I cover my face?
Keep going, keep going, keep going.
That's not sex.
Kiss me.
That's not sex. That's
he kicked him in a penis.
That's just making sounds.
Sorry guys, I gotta go clean up. That was so bad.
It's so uncomfortable. The Ewok Network.
The E Network has lost everything. After Chelsea left and after Joel McHale left, they really have nothing left.
Man, no, really. There's nothing else on. But they make so much money. They have to. Look how much money they're paying Caitlyn Jenner. Look how much money they're paying the Kardashians, you know?
How much money are they paying them? I don't know.
A fucking lot.
They basically own that network at this point because the like I was saying earlier, the equalizer was Chelsea Handler. And Joel McHale.
Remember when Paris Hilton and what was her show?
The Simple Ritchie. Life?
Yeah. That was one of their bigger shows before the Kardashian came in and kicked those.
And that was one of the first, like,
I think,
completely scripted reality shows.
I don't think that was E. I think it was a network show.
MTV, maybe?
No, ABC.
Yeah, because I watched it before we had cable, I think.
God.
Yeah, that was on like one of the major networks, and that was like one of the first ones, like where she went on. She got sued for $2 million and said, "I don't care. I'd rather just clear my name." And when she went on Letterman, said, "Oh yeah, no, they told us what to say. This is all scripted." I forgot about that.
Yeah, because it is, and all those shows are, you know.
Really? But that was my point, though, is that like Middle America, who watches this and actually thinks it's real, like when that whole thing came out with Paris Hilton. They saw that, but they still don't, you know, put two and two together with this show as far as that one in the fact that there is scripted reality. I had to explain that to one of my sisters. I won't say her name. Like less than 6 months ago, I'm like, no, War of the Roses isn't real. Because she was talking about like a radio show that's here in town where that do the War of the Roses bit. And she thought it was funny because she was asking about radio. She's like, have you ever heard the this and that, the other show? And I'm like, no, honey, that's not real. That's a bit. Those are paid actors because you can't legally put people on it. And she was devastated when I told her that. I'm like, go ahead.
My coworkers used to listen to that and they would talk about it. And I'm like, you know, that's fake, right? And they just didn't want to believe it. They didn't want to accept it.
Because nobody wants to feel like a chump. It's like when you watch any type of YouTube video that's fake and you sit there and pass it to your friends and then everybody tells you, hey, by the way, that girl falling over with her pants on fire isn't real. That's fake.
That fucking bear one that you said.
You know what it is nobody, no kid is happy to find out Santa isn't real. And that's what it is with reality shows. And
exactly, and
with War of the Roses and all this stuff where people, I think in the back of their head, have to think. But then they go, no, maybe it kind of is. You know, even Survivor, they admitted that they later on had to do the overhead shots again, you know, with actors.
It's not even it's the fact that they didn't catch it right away and they told other people about it and now they're stuck trying to force believe it,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, have you guys seen this crazy family, the Kardashians? And it's like, dude, that's not real shit. You know that, right? And they don't want to seem like they're assholes, so they stop telling everybody about it, but they still like to watch it in their own world.
What's that show on where they have to pick three houses?
Saw.
House Hunters.
Marie, that's gonna make me laugh all day. By the way.
You're welcome.
Oh, House Hunters. Yeah,
it's actually all of them, I think.
Yeah,
they all follow the same format.
Right, Marie.
The DIY shows.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And
they have to pick three different houses, and you find out that after they film the show, the person's already picked the house, already living in it. It's just drama. It's all this fake. You know, it's just so dumb.
But I still watch them. I like just watching a house transform. Like things you could do, and you start. You know, gleaning ideas what you could do to your own house. I like that aspect of it. But yeah, the whole idea of here's three houses and we have to do this, that. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, what's your budget? Well, my budget's $180,000. Okay, cool. Here's a $250,000 house. What do you think of it? well, it's really nice, but it's out of my budget. Okay, well, here's
I was just showing you what you could have, so it's a good thing that we showed you what you actually wanted, but obviously it's out of your budget, so we have to find a fixer-upper.
How about this? How about if I have $180,000 to spend, show me a $180,000 house. I don't have time for this.
No one's got time for this. And it just makes you sad because then you realize that you don't have enough money. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, so the property brothers, I think, are the worst offenders in that regard, as far as like the fake reality shit. The ones who probably keep it the realest would probably be the fixer-upper couple. You know, like the Asian couple, or the Asian girl and the redheaded guy.
Like them they, and, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say there's another one on there that's called Rehab Addict.
Oh, I hate
Nicole.
Her.
You don't like her?
Oh, God. Her Chicago accent drives me insane.
The Detroit accent. But
close enough.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dutch.
Are we really trying to?
Sorry, Dutch. I can only give you $200 for that musket, but I'm going to call my expert in from Las Vegas to come here, my musket expert.
Yeah.
All the ponchos are
fucking
the worst.
Ponchos. Or I actually had to break it to, I forget who I had to break it to, that the
Storage Wars, yeah, Maul was saying that one's totally
Storage
fake.
Wars isn't real. That's all set up ahead of time. They put things in there and then they open them. Like, who
doesn't exactly
see that?
Exactly. Oh, this one happens to have a pirate's treasure chest in it. Really?
What?
Really? Really? Fucking really? You know what's usually in those things? Moldy old shit that people don't bring to the house, and old CRT, the big tube TVs.
And kidnap children.
Yes.
What?
What?
Oh.
¿Qué?
But, like, yeah, like, I'm with Mitch in the fact that, like, with those certain DIY shows or whatever, they, I like the fact that, like, okay, oh, that kitchen sort of looks like my kitchen, so I can kind of see how I could, you know what I mean? Like, you start gleaning.
You're learning shit when you're seeing somebody being able to make a repair, and you're like, oh, okay, that's how that happens, and maybe I can do that myself.
Oh, yeah, and Maul brought up another good point. The Breaking Amish one, the Amish Mafia one, or whatever that fucking was.
You know how hard they fucking fought to say, no, the Amish Mafia is real?
No, it's not. Or the FBI should be there.
They went to court, you're right.
I remember that. It was so bad.
Those cunts.
Anything just for a cunts. Fake fucking show.
Because they know no one in the Amish community is going to talk to the media. So they just make up this whole thing that is, oh, God.
And the thing is with all these reality shows, like, especially the ones like that are on Discovery or the Home Gardening Network, it's always the same thing. It's always like, oh, we gotta do a project. Uh-oh. Something didn't go well with the project. We better fix that.
We're over budget.
Uh-oh, what are we going to do? Oh, my God, Cindy figured out a way to go under. But it's the same. Every episode is the same formula. Like, they don't even respect the audience
enough.
Well,
yeah, you need some drama.
Right. And they always have the terrible reality TV show music in the background. Like, oh, it's the worst.
Oh,
yeah, ending sentences, and all of a sudden you have a, yeah, like we were talking about earlier, watching the other thing.
And they clip together pieces that, like, you know, they'll take a reaction from like 3 days ago and cut it into something someone just said. That way it looks like they were angry at them when they weren't, you know, like what's
it's
happening?
All the same.
Home repair.
What's
show?
The one with the fucking motorcycle grandpa and the kid? Fucking the guy with the
hook. Oh, God.
Shoppers or whatever.
Yeah.
There you go.
That horse shit.
Who believes any of that?
Home repair shows are the worst.
Are like they're probably the tightest, you know, father and son duo you've ever seen.
Of course.
But for the TV show, like, we're going to assume like we fight a lot. Oh, okay. It's the worst acting. I've never seen worse acting than Dog the Bounty Hunter. I think that's probably the worst offender as far as fake setup shit.
The home shows are the worst with if one little thing goes wrong, they put the most dramatic music behind it to freak you out. And then they're like, oh, no, never mind, we're fine. And then it goes back to sunshine like immediately afterwards.
And Maul, I agree. The worst acting one and the one that I hate the most is the Long Island Medium.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's just scamming poor idiot people.
Yeah.
Still a reality show, though, because they follow her around.
What's his name?
John Edwards.
What?
Edwards.
Yes, there you go. I thought you said Adams for a second there. No. I'm like, no, he's a president.
Edwards. and not the one that cheated on his cancer wife, the other John Edwards.
Oh no, not cancer wife.
Oh God, that I forgot about him. What's he doing these days?
I don't know.
Lego hair.
Still being a joke.
I have no idea.
He does have Lego.
Remember him? He was like the he was like the runner-up guy or the vice president candidate for whoever. Who was he for?
Kerry?
Was he the vice president?
Kerry Edwards, right?
Candidate for Kerry. Okay.
Was it Kerry Edwards? So something Edwards. John Edwards?
Sean.
It was John Edwards.
Yeah, we already said his name, John Edwards. We're saying that he ran with Kerry. Were you not paying attention?
Oh, I was like, why are you calling
him
Kerry?
I forgot who it was, though.
It's John Kerry and John Edwards.
So Kerry Adams.
No, not Kerry.
Kenny
Adams.
Rogers.
And there it is.
Ed Norton.
No.
John, oh, yeah, Lego hair. Oh, there he is. Right?
Yep. It is. It's exactly Lego hair.
It's the exact clip-on hair. You see on like a typical...
Oh, and South Beach Tow, going back to reality TV shows.
Oh, my God.
I saw an episode of South Beach Tow where, like, they faked pushed somebody off of one of those big parking things, like, this five stories high.
Was it John Edwards?
It was John Edwards. There he is. There it is. There's the Lego hair. He really does have fucking Lego hair.
Oh, great. I love John Edwards. Oh, that's right. He was banging some like 21-year-old pussy while his like wife was dying from cancer, and she's like the spokesperson
fucking
for chemotherapy centers across the U.S. or something like that.
Fucking class act, dude.
All the way.
Great. Just your typical politician.
Mm-hmm.
All the way.
Yeah, I think it was. I was reading an interview a couple days ago. Kevin Spacey had talking about House of Cards, and he goes, "You know, sometimes we wonder." Are we going too far? And then he goes, and then I look at the news and I go, no, we're not going far enough.
Not enough.
You're right. You know, it's a fucking joke now.
Oh, all of it is. And that's kind of the reason why I love what's going on now, because it's all just one circus act.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I mean, you know, I Huffington Post had an article today that apparently they theorized that the reason the Republican Party.
I'm starting to hate them too, by the way. Go ahead.
Well, the
HuffPo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have a theory that the reason the Republican Party has Cruz and Rubio didn't let go of his delegates and all that bullshit is because they're trying to get Kasich in at the convention as the nominee to jump over Cruz and jump over
it. The only
it can happen at open convention
that could beat Hillary is Trump. Think about it. If Cruz got, nobody's beating Hillary unless your last
name
is Trump.
That's not true. Supersonic, if he collects all seven Chaos Emeralds, good probably point. Could. But that's it. But that's it. I agree with you. And I'm telling you, I'm going for Trump Sonic 2016.
It's Hillary's election to lose is basically what it is. So
you think so?
Yeah, I think
she's so hateable.
She is, but like there's nothing else aside from just that far out of left field, or I guess in this case, right field, a candidate, you know, like Trump. No, nobody's beating Hillary. She has a walk-in, you know, she's going in Michael Jackson.
He's Trump.
Thriller style.
He's Trump. He's Trump. He's in my head. Fucking Trump. But yeah, they're saying that they're setting it up for Kasich to get the nomination in an open convention. It could happen. So like, it's all this, like, can you imagine Kasich, who only won Ohio, gets the nomination? Everyone would be like, democracy's a fucking joke.
If that happens, because
the GOP would fall apart.
I mean, the whole thing is, oh, yeah, I hope it does.
Yeah, I agree, too. But
I hope something fucked up happens just in this where the, you know, between the Republican Party, they just split. And then, you know, Texas is like, fuck all y'all. We're going to be our own thing. And they just secede. Everybody's like, what are we going to do? Nothing.
Mal said Hillary's an iguana. Mal, that is not true. Just because she could independently remove both of her eyeballs and lick them does not make her an iguana.
Yeah, and just because she has nice big fat ankles like the iguanas does doesn't mean she's an actual lizard, which I think she might be.
Her ankles are the worst. You're right.
She's really gross, right?
She has just, and she's always had them, just those cankles, those just, ugh.
Her square box body?
Yeah, no, seriously. She has the body of like Bebop from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like it's a mutated lower body. It's what it looks like. It doesn't look human. Like, I don't know. Or a hobbit. That's what it is. She looks like a hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really hot, Tomac.
Look at those fucking legs.
Look at those hot legs.
Whose calves are thicker than their actual thighs?
It's like she had fat arms and it moved down through her body over time.
You know, like when you see a lava lamp settle? That's her. She hasn't really fully warmed up yet.
It's like she's been living in a gravitron and it just put everything too far.
Al-Qaeda should be flying planes into her knees.
Oh, God. Oh, I hate her.
It's the worst.
I hate her hair. I hate her voice. I hate the fact that she can't pick a baseball team. I hate the fact that she lies about being in combat.
Yeah, but I like her voice. It's a good voice.
Black. She's just everything hateable about politics. I hate her.
Her voice is really good.
I don't like Trump either, but I hate her more.
Fucking. At least Trump doesn't have cankles.
Yes, at least Trump has a nice set of ankles.
God, and if you know anything about me, you know I hate fat arms and fat legs and women. And they're fucking bad.
Oh, God, Molly. Look at those fucking... Look at that cellulite pocket.
What do you mean? That's her thigh.
Oh, Jesus. That's bad.
Oh, that's going to be our president.
We can't let that be our president. So anybody vote for anything other than that.
Hillary has Lena Dunham body. That's what Ma says.
By the way, she's not funny.
No.
Lena Dunham.
Not even a little bit.
Nah. Showgirls isn't funny. She's not funny. Can we all admit that?
She diddled her little sister, so that's fine.
Oh. I still like your line, Dutch, where you said Lena Dunham is the girl that takes her clothes off even though nobody wants her to.
Yes.
I still think that's hilarious.
I forget. On that note, let's get out of here, you guys. Mitchell, why are you better?
I am better than you because I made a 50-year-old waitress laugh at my really funny joke.
Mitchell, or not Mitchell, you are Mitchell. Royce, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I'm working on a gender-free orgasm.
God, that really bothered me. Marie.
I'm better because I'm inventing a new car system called Boober.
Dutch, why are you better?
I didn't think of anything.
Well, think of one now.
I don't have Hillary Clinton ankle. This picture still bothers me, by the way.
It's pretty bad, right?
Look at her lower section. That's really gross. I'm better because I'm not that.
Her legs look like her legs look like a well-rooted oak.
Yeah.
You know?
On that note, don't forget to listen tomorrow night. Hippo Juice here on morelikeradio.com.
Her legs look like they would overtake a stop sign. You know what I mean? Like the trees do. You know, like we just overtake it.
Anything else, you guys?
No, fuck. I don't mind lower body Groot. Leave her alone. And no plugs. Right. Hippo Juice. Go listen to that tomorrow. Do that.
Guys. We'll see you guys later. Dustin Royce. Talk to you tomorrow.